News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Pushing prices up. That is according to a new report from daft.ie. And Ronan Lyons, author of the report and economist at Trinity College, joins us now. Good morning to you, Ronan. So is this just a lack of supply forcing up prices, or is there something specific going on here?
Yeah, I guess in some ways you might think, well, so far hasn't that been the case for a while now, and we're probably about 10 years into a housing shortage. What's different about now compared to, say, the last few months of 2023 and the first few months of this year is that it did look like inflation was cooling a little bit, indicating perhaps the softening of demand. That's given way again to an increase in inflation in almost all parts of the country. So a few months ago, we were talking about a little over 6% inflation. Now it's closer to 7%. So it's an uptick in how fast prices are increasing after things had cooled down. And it is related to the lack of availability of second-hand homes in particular. There are a lot of new homes, especially outside Dublin, a lot of new homes available to buy. But in the second-hand segment, we're talking about probably as tight as it's ever been, and the only period that compares really is the early part of 2022, and that's in a series that goes back to back almost 20 years now at this stage.
Okay, so a very, very tight second-hand housing market, and then this inflation is going to... The interest rates, they're not feeding into this at all, the idea that they're coming down. Maybe people are thinking, well, I could take a mortgage out now, I've been holding off.
The key thing is to understand how the mortgage market has changed in the last 10 years, even in the last 6 or 7 years. In the 2010s, we were talking about kind of the mortgage market being dominated by variable rate mortgages in the same way perhaps it had been dominated by trackers 10 years before that. But with a very well flagged increase in interest rates, people moved over into fixed rates, and the bulk of homeowners are on fixed rate mortgages. And they're fixed for different times, 3, 5, 7 years. But they all fix probably starting in 2021 and especially in early 2022. So they're going to roll off. But at the moment, we're still in that period where pretty much everyone who fixed is still fixed.
Okay.
And therefore, there's very little incentive for them to break that and trade. And I think that's one of the reasons why after a recovery in availability in 2022 and into 2023, we've seen such a sharp fall again. In the last 15 to 18 months.
Okay. And when will we see anything ease up a little bit? We keep hearing that we've the greatest number of house commencements, you know, in decades currently happening, and that supply is being increased and all of that. Is that likely to feed in anytime soon, or is this going to be an issue maybe for the rest of the year, or can you tell?
So it's important to remember when we talk about new homes, there are three different segments that are all badly starved in terms of new homes and that, in other words, that need new homes built. We've got homes for owner occupiers, we've got homes for renters, and we've got social housing as well. And each of those three needs homes built. And what has changed in the last 2 years or so is that the number of homes built being built for renters and being built for social housing has increased. And that's welcome. But of course, that means the numbers are going up doesn't necessarily mean the numbers are going up for owner occupiers. In some ways, it'd be useful to move the conversation from either or there. You hear some people say, oh, why couldn't the homes being built for renters be sold instead? I think we need to move beyond that too. We need to build enough across all three.
Yeah. It's almost like people are in competition with each other. Oh, why should you get that house? It's a buy. Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Even over the weekend, there was a talk about, you know, a lottery for cost rental housing. You know, we want to try and move past a lottery to get a home. It should be if you need a home, you can get one. And it's just a question of which segment you're in and how the maths work out. The other thing I'd say is that there are a lot of homes being built for owner occupiers, but they're predominantly outside Dublin, just to pick Dublin in particular. And in Dublin depends a lot on the secondhand market as a result. And therefore, in terms of not just there, I mean, there are other places as well. Once you get outside the commuter belt, we're in a similar situation.
Okay.
Those markets are utterly dependent on the secondhand market at the moment, because there's not a lot being built for owner-occupiers in the open market.
Okay.
So there'll be certain segments that are doing quite well and others that that are still going to be tight because of where the new homes are getting built.
Very lastly, Ronan, just you mentioned people renting in buy-to-rents. Landlords exiting the market, are they part of this and people afraid of the insecurity of renting and so therefore jumping now to buy? Is that putting pressure on these prices?
I think certainly when you look at the existing stock of rental housing, in one sense, if you get existing landlords selling up and they want to sell to an owner-occupier, that is new supply. But of course, that's a shift that can only happen once. As in, once it's gone, and you've lost it from the rental market. In terms of what's driving that, there's probably a mix of factors. It's less to do, I think, with the exit of landlords than the lack of entry of new landlords.
Okay.
It's perfectly natural that people are going to, over the course of their lives, move from buying a rental property to eventually selling it. But if we don't have that new entry in the rental sector, that's going to remain,
right,
I think, starved of supply.
Ronan Lyons, author of that DAF.ie report and economist at Trinity. Thank you for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.